This is WLVR's Flight Club. I'm Christine Dempsey.
I'm Devin Cortan.
Now, last week, Devin and I went to Colony Meadery to find out what mead is. And this week, we get to test a flight.
Okay, well, let's start off with the straight no chaser. Is someone a jazz nerd around here, or is it just me?
We named it after the Thelonious Monk song, and then we learned there's an a cappella group that is much more famous than we are.
Okay, so this is going to be a traditional mead made from orange blossom honey. So tell me a little bit about this.
When we use the phrase traditional mead, what we mean is there's no flavors beyond the honey. So the only ingredients are going to be honey and water and the yeast that fermented it. So in this case, that's going to showcase that orange blossom honey, which is going to give you that nice, big, bright citrus backbone. It's a semi-sweet mead, 13%, so it is kind of like right in the middle of everything. That's part of why it is our best seller. There are very, very few people who don't enjoy that mead in some form or another.
And sniffing it, you can definitely smell the alcohol. You can definitely smell the honey. And right away, you get lots of nice, high top notes of the sweetness and the honey and the citrus coming right through. And it's quite dry, and it doesn't really linger on my tongue, I feel like, for so long. Am I picking up on that right?
So for us, a lot of what we pride ourselves on is really making clean beverages. And so straight no chaser for us is kind of like the perfect example of that. Like I said, it's right in the middle of everything.
Yeah, I would say you are spot on. This is clean and super, super lovely. This is a nice thing to sip on.
Well, as a native of Staten Island, New York, this one, the name of this just caught my eye, and I figured I had to try it. This is the Wu-Tang Cran is cranberry and orange mead. And I think, like Devin said, when I sniff it, I can smell the alcohol. That is what I'm mostly getting. But what should I expect?
Yeah, we started originally making this mead as we were going to do it for a Thanksgiving seasonal. Get that cranberry and orange that people kind of associate with those fall flavors. And it pretty much instantly became our second best seller, which we attribute, you know, certainly one to the name, draws people's attention. But two, I think you get that really good balance between some of the tartness, the tannins of the cranberry, and the that bright, again, citrus note that's both coming from the base honey, the orange blossom, and the orange zest that's really brightening the nose up.
All right, let's give this a try. I really like this. I like mead, Devin. I think at first I might be getting the cranberry, but then I definitely get the orange with this. I am all for the Wu-Tang Cran.
All right, coming up next, we've got the tea tax. Now, this is a mead made with black tea, right?
It's basically our version of an Arnold Palmer. It's just lemon and black tea. It's not going to be as carbonated as a beer, but more maybe like a cider, something like that as your sort of finish. But, you know, if it's nice out and that's cold, it's incredibly refreshing.
Absolutely. It's very tea forward, both in smell and taste. And yeah, it's got that citrusy Arnold Palmer quality to it, and it's really sweet. Did you put any citrus flavors into this?
Yeah, so in that one, unlike in Wu-Tang, we use a lot of lemon zest to give it that big, bright lemonade, you know, kind of nose, and help boost it there.
I decided to go with a series of tubes. Now, Greg, are you paying homage to the band The Tubes?
we picked the tubes. Refers, of course, to the cinnamon that we use, which is, you know, in tube form. This particular one we did with a base of local honey, a blend of a bunch of the local Lehigh Valley beekeepers. You won't get that orange blossom, that citrusy. Instead, it's a much sort of earthier taste.
Giving this a sniff, you definitely smell that cinnamon right away. That's really potent there. Okay, let's give this a sip. Again, the cinnamon's right on top, and then after you swill that down, you're tasting the vanilla. This is very nice. I could see this also as a seasonal.
Yeah, that's one of our just sort of, you know, we'll make it every now and then, and we'll release it, and those cinnamon and vanilla heads really enjoy it.
So, Devin, what do you think?
Christine, I think I'm a mead fan.
All right. Greg Heller LaBelle, who is the co-owner and CEO of Colony Meadery. We're in South Bethlehem right now. Thanks so much for joining us on the Flight Club.
Thank you guys for giving us a try.
And for more, visit WLVR.org/flightclub.